We're going to do this morning, and we'll talk just a little bit about where the pandemic sits, and then I want to move on fairly quickly after a few little update items about vaccine, and talk about mask confusion, and we'll spend some time with that. So the pandemic here in North America continues to slowly abate. If you look at the case numbers across the whole country, I think practically every state. States that have lower vaccination rates are having a much slower decline or even a plateau. And here in North Carolina, our numbers continue to slowly come down. Here in Forsyth County, we're down from being about 12-13 last week per 100,000 per day. This week we're between 9 to 10 per 100,000 per day, so it is coming down. The age range though is shifting to a younger population, both for cases as well as for hospitalizations, and unfortunately also for deaths. So as the older population more exuberantly got vaccinated, it's pushed the virus to more of a younger population, and that's going to become important in a minute. We'll talk about that. The other thing is that the B.1.1.7 variant, the so-called UK variant, is now the predominant strain circulating here in our area, and that is a little bit more transmissible. So that's an important thing to keep in mind as we talk in a little bit more about unmasking. Vaccinations, the 12 to 15 year olds got opened up last week, and that was a pretty successful launch for them. Over 100,000, I forget the exact number, in North Carolina have been vaccinated now in that age group. Including here locally, Wake Forest Baptist Health had an event last weekend at Winston-Salem State, and we did 700 first doses with that, mostly for 12 to 15 year olds. There have been some school events where the Forsyth County Health Department's been out and vaccinating in schools, and those have been fairly well attended and uptake's pretty good. So that's good that age group's getting vaccinated. Otherwise, vaccines still are kind of poking along outside of that, and it's not over. You can still get vaccinated. So if you've been procrastinating and trying to get out of the busy spring season and into summer, now's a great time to go get it. And there's appointments all over the place: pharmacies, your favorite health system, your county health department. And there's a lot of places where one can get an appointment to get a vaccine. I've been asked a lot about, will people need boosters? A little bit earlier this week, Tony Fauci said, yeah, we'll probably need a booster maybe a year after the first shot. We've been kind of saying that all along, although that how long the year is a little bit fuzzy still. But maybe towards the beginning of 2022, we might be thinking about that. It may be that certain vaccines might need to be boosted earlier than others. And we're awaiting data from a trial with Johnson & Johnson vaccine looking at two shots instead of the one shot, which is FDA approved. And if the two shots look much better, those of you who've gotten one Johnson & Johnson, I'll probably go back and get a second one. In order to boost your immunity. The vaccines still look pretty robust against all the variants, including the India variant, which if you watch BBC News, the UK is all excited about because they've had some cases there. Although exactly how much more transmissible it is still up for debate. We don't have a lot of data on it yet. There's probably some, but not maybe much more than their standard B.1.1.7 UK variant. But it looks like the vaccine covers that one as well. So The other thing that came out in the last week for people to be aware of, which is helpful for the 12 to 15 year old age group, is we now have enough data that shows that COVID vaccines, if given in and around other vaccines, work just as well as if given alone. So why is that important for the 12 to 15 year old age group? Is because they get vaccines in that age range as they start to think about entering high school, one of which is the meningitis vaccine, the other is could be HPV vaccine, and then they get a booster shot for pertussis, whooping cough, along with diphtheria and tetanus. So now we don't have to worry about all this complex scheduling for the back-to-school vaccines. We can just give it in and around COVID on whatever makes most sense for the parents, including giving it all on the same day, if you want, which is the most convenient. And there's nothing wrong with doing that at all. So some information on that one. We also know that there's quite a bit of disparity between rural areas and urban areas as far as how many people are getting vaccines. And that including here, right around our area here in the Triad, Forsyth County and Guilford County are roughly about half of the population over the age of 18 has been vaccinated. But if you go to the counties around us and the more rural counties, it's about a third have been fully vaccinated. And interestingly, that's reflected, I think, in hospitalizations because we're seeing more hospitalizations here in our county from people from counties around us than what we had been seeing from our own counties themselves. And the other thing about hospitalizations in our region, even though the case counts continue to slowly decline, our hospital numbers have not budged in the last 2 months. They're definitely a lot lower than they were in January, but we're still having people in the hospital, including people in our ICUs. So with that, I'm going to transition into the talking a little bit about mask and unmasking and the pandemic itself and what's going on. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. The CDC, when it came out, in my opinion, missed some signals for human behavior in that here in North America, we're so ready to get this pandemic behind us. And when people get excited about something and they really, really want something to happen, what they hear is not the same as what's being said. And those of you who are parents know how this works. So, for example, yes, Tom, I think you can go to the party, but I want you home by 10 o'clock, and I want you to be careful, and I want you to do this and this, and call me every hour to let me know what's going on. But yes, if you do all those things, you can go to the party. What did Tom hear? You can go to the party. Everything else was totally lost. And, you know, this happens all the time when we're talking to our kids. They hear the part they want to hear, and then the rest they dismiss. And we, as a nation, did that when the CDC put out their mask guidance. They, first of all, said, the pandemic is still occurring, and cases are still occurring. It's getting better. I think it'll be getting better this summer. But we still have to, you know, take notice and be cognizant of what we're doing. It's basically what they said. What did everyone hear? The pandemic is over. The CDC says that, you know, vaccines are really good. And if you've been vaccinated, the vaccines are so good, you don't need to wear a mask anymore to protect yourself. If you've been vaccinated. So what did we all hear? Oh, everyone can take your mask off now. And so we kind of missed the mark, and we didn't listen to the details, and we didn't read the fine print, because there's been a lot of discussion and confusion about this. So, yes, I trust the vaccine. And I trust the vaccine enough that, yes, to protect yourself, you don't ever need to wear a mask anymore. But I don't trust people because I'm in public health and we deal with this for centuries of human behavior. So, the thing about it is that the one of the main reasons we wear the mask is not protect ourselves. It's a good reason part of it, but it's not the main reason. The main reason we wear a mask is to protect the others around us in case we're asymptomatically infected. That's the main purpose of the cloth mask. So if everyone puts down their mask, including all the unvaccinated people, which is what is happening, because what they heard is no one needs to wear a mask anymore, even though that's not what was said. Now we're going to have a bunch of unvaccinated people who are going to be getting together in areas where transmission occurs. And the thing is that if you're a bunch of unvaccinated people together in one place, there's nothing different about the pandemic now than what it was last fall, where our numbers were the same. In fact, it may be a little bit more transmission now because now we have the B.1.1.7 variant. So whenever bunches of unvaccinated people get together, there's going to be transmission occurring between those unvaccinated people. And every now and then it'll spill over into somebody who's gotten the vaccine because there are some breakthroughs. Rarely, but it does happen. So you have to remember, what have we been saying all along where the highest risk transmission places are? Places where we get together in close quarters indoors, particularly places like eating establishments, restaurants, fitness centers, and areas where people are singing together, mostly places of worship. So these are going of now back on the high-risk lists because people won't be masking in those areas. Even the YMCA dropped their full mask requirement. And no one's going to a fitness center masked anymore. There will be clusters and outbreaks associated with fitness centers and churches and possibly even bars and restaurants that are crowded. I guarantee you that's going to happen amongst unvaccinated people this summer. Are we going to have big waves again going through our communities? I don't think so, no. I mean, there's enough immunity out there, either through natural infection or from vaccine, that it's going to slow the virus down as far as the entire community goes. But in unvaccinated pockets of people, you're just like the pre-vaccine days. So, in about 2 weeks, the CDC is going to come out with further guidance about masking, particularly in for our summer camps for the summer. Because those are high-risk areas for our kids, and about what to do with schools where there's a lot of unvaccinated people because they haven't gotten the vaccine yet, and a lot of them aren't even eligible. And there's also going to be guidance about what to do in the workplace because the workplaces are really struggling with this new, do we really have to mask or should we not? And so let's stand by for that guidance that's going to come out because I think it's going to clarify some things. But in the interim, I have some suggestions for our workplaces, for our places of worship, for our fitness centers. First, a little bit of background before the advice for these places. One is that there are still segments of our population, even though vaccinated, who are still anxious, and they're not quite ready yet to completely go back to we can do everything that we did the same way before the pandemic because they understand the pandemic's going on, and they're still anxious about it and concerned. There are also groups of people who are unvaccinated and are now paradoxically put at higher risk because there will be unvaccinated people not wearing masks in public. So who are these people? One is our kids. anyone under the age of 12 who's not vaccinated, or the 12 to 18 year old group who hasn't been vaccinated for some reason yet, they're going to be at higher risk. They're going to be at higher risk than actually we were 3 months ago, because the people around them won't be wearing masks. And there'll be unvaccinated people in that group that they will be exposed to. The other group is immunocompromised people. Depending on what underlying illness they have and how immunocompromised they are, they may not have responded to the vaccine more than 15 to 20%. Some groups may be 50%. But the bottom line is immunocompromised people, particularly people who have had organ transplants, who are on chemotherapy for cancer, haven't responded nearly as well to the vaccine. That's just part of being immunocompromised. It's no different for the COVID vaccine as it is for others. And that group of people is paradoxically now at higher risk. And I get emails and questions from my immunocompromised patients saying, "Doctor, oh, what should I do? You know, I was going to church. Now I'm scared to death to walk in the door because they said they're not going to mask anymore. I can't go." And, you know, it puts them on the spot. They still need to go get groceries, but they're worried about going to the grocery store or to Walmart or all these other places that have just tossed the masks. The other group of people are pregnant women. Women who are pregnant feel at higher risk, and they are somewhat. Now, pregnant women can get vaccinated, but a lot of them have chosen not to, for the same reasons they don't take medicines or Tylenol or other things during their pregnancy. They just choose not to while they're pregnant. So pregnant women are a bit of in a spot. Parents of kids are in a spot. What are you going to do? You're a single mom. You're a single dad. You got to go to the store to go get some stuff, and the store is not masking anymore. Do you want to bring your unvaccinated child into that situation? Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what workplaces can do and places that want to be inclusive of other people. And then we'll talk about what individuals can do to still have, as close to possible, a normal experience. So if you're, let's say, a workplace or a grocery store, a place where customers come in, a retail establishment, be cognizant and inclusive of all your customers. You don't want to be pushing customers away. And there are customers out there who are going to be worried or can't come in because of their situation. It's almost like an Americans with Disability Act thing. You wouldn't ever think about taking away all the wheelchair ramps, but it's essentially what's been done for the unvaccinated person who's at higher risk of COVID. So have special hours for them. You know, we did that for the elderly. Remember back a year ago, we had special hours in almost every grocery store in town and a lot of other retail places. You know, the elderly can come in between 7:30 in the morning and 9:30 in the morning, and just for them. And so why not have a mask time between 7:30 and 9:30 in the morning? We, as a grocery store, have decided we'll continue to wear masks between that time so our vulnerable people and our people who can't be vaccinated can come in and shop without being worried about being around a bunch of unmasked, unvaccinated people. What about being a place of worship? You know, most places of worship want to be inclusive. They want to be there for everybody in their congregation. Well, now places of worship who are not masking are excluding their immunocompromised people, their people who are otherwise vulnerable, and their kids. There goes the youth ministry if you're not vaccinated, you know, with unvaccinated people and children. So why not change things a little bit? So, hey, our youth ministry will continue masking. And you know what? We'll have one service every Sunday where everyone will mask so that people who are worried or immunocompromised or otherwise vulnerable can come in. So you get the idea. A fitness center could do the same thing. Here's our masking hours. And then the rest of the time it's unmasked so that people who don't care or unvaccinated can go, and the people who are vaccinated don't have to worry about it. So so anyway, I really, really would encourage, you know, our places where we have public facing and communities getting together to be inclusive and not exclusive of the people who are still vulnerable. Now, what about as an individual? What can you do? Let's say you're a parent of a child and you feel uncomfortable with bringing your unmasked child or bringing your unvaccinated child into a place with who just have decided that we're not going to mask anymore. Well, find times when it's not as crowded to go. Look for places that are still masking. So, you know, some retail stores are still asking people to mask, and people inside here largely are. Pick those stores. Don't pick the ones who've thrown the mask away. Of course, your child will continue to wear a mask, and you as the parent wear a mask too. Be in solidarity with your child and help them understand that they're not different and that they haven't been picked out to be, you know, excluded from society themselves because they haven't been vaccinated. There are some choices that parents are going to have to make. Now, here in North Carolina, masks still continue need to be worn in schools, and that will be true through the summer, I think. Once we get into fall, we'll have to see how many of our kids in each of the age groups have been vaccinated. It may be possible we won't have to wear masks in the upper grades. The lower grades, we still will be, because those kids won't get vaccinated until October or so. Summer camps, you want to make sure your summer camp is still following along. Here in North Carolina, camps are still supposed to be masking, and I'm sure the CDC guidance will give that comes out in 2 weeks. We'll talk about that, particularly residential camps where people are getting together. But I mean, the easiest thing is if you're a parent and your child is eligible, get them vaccinated before going to camp. It just makes so much sense. Let's say you're an immunocompromised person. What can you do and still be part of society where people have been throwing away the masks? Is elevate your own personal level. So a cloth mask helps protect you. If you double mask with your cloth mask, it's going to protect you better. Use a higher grade mask. Use a surgical mask when you're going out, or even talk to your doctor about maybe using an N95 mask if you have to go out in areas where unmasked, unvaccinated people are. Try to find areas and places, just like the parents are, where masking is still occurring, and patronize those rather than the ones that aren't. The main thing is make sure you talk to your physician a bit about how immunocompromised you are, even after being vaccinated, what your likelihood and how high your risk might be. But anything that's outdoors is going to be safe for you to do. But when you start thinking about indoor things, you might want to be careful. If you're immunocompromised and your church has decided that they're not going to mask anymore and they're not offering a special mask service for you, go online or find a different church. And then lastly, for pregnant women, I think it's safe to get vaccinated. So if you've been holding off and you're pregnant, go ahead and get vaccinated, and you can feel a lot safer about being out in an unmasked society. But if you're not, you're going to have to do the same things we've talked about, what parents are doing for their kids and for immunocompromised people. So there's a lot of special situations that everybody has with this, and I know because people email me or they ask me when they see me out in public. I think that for next week, go ahead and submit questions through our Facebook page. And we'll do like we have in the past, and we'll all learn together from each individual person's situation, and I'll try to give advice for individuals on how to navigate it. But lastly, I want to say about the whole thing is that, you know, when you have people who are working in public-facing areas, so down at the county, at DHHS, at the customer service desk, in retail stores, at the cash register, you know, at your local restaurant, the waiters and waitresses, be respectful. These people they know that when you see unmasked people, that a lot of them are going to be unvaccinated, even though they're supposed to be wearing their masks if they are unvaccinated. And be respectful. So I continue to wear my mask when I go into public places because the people around me don't know if I've been vaccinated or not. Well, for me, actually, they can see it on TV because I got my vaccine on TV. But for most people, they have no idea if you've been vaccinated or not. So be respectful. And you can still wear your mask out of respect for people who continue to work in the public, who've been out there slogging away during the entire pandemic for us so that we have services and goods that we can do. So I think I'll just leave it at that and see if there's any questions, either from the media or from our group. All right, submit your questions for next week. And we're also going to talk about summertime activities more next week as a pre-Memorial Day. But I'll give you a little bit of a hint. It's going to be okay to go to the pool. I'll see you next week.